This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 160. For Thursday, November 26th, I'm Marlo Glass. Ice futures canola contracts are weaker on Thursday. The January canola contract is down $1.70 at $577.20 per ton. The March contract is down 80 cents at $574.60 per ton. A lack of buying due to the United States Thanksgiving holiday weighed on prices. Markets will be closed until tonight. With the Chicago Board of Trade closed, canola is not getting any direction from the soy complex. Globally, other vegetable oils saw losses, with Malaysian palm oil and European rapeseed lower in overnight trade. Slight gains in the Canadian dollar prevented further losses for canola. The dollar was around 76.8 U.S. cents at midday. Gains in crude oil amid optimism that a COVID-19 vaccine will soon become available provided spillover support for the Canadian currency. Participants will be positioning in the canola market ahead of Statistics Canada's upcoming report on principal field crops. The report will be released on December 3rd and will shed light on this year's yields and productions. Dry conditions are affecting corn crops and soybean projections for Brazil. Reports say the country's corn crop will be around 107.2 million tons, and its soybean crop will come in at 130 million tons. Market projections for the wheat harvest in Argentina range from 15.3 to 18.8 million tons. Combining is start to set in a few weeks. India is cutting its import duty on crude palm oil by 10%, bringing it to 27.5%. The government is said to be concerned about rising domestic prices. The cut comes into effect tomorrow. The USDA will delay its weekly report for export sales till tomorrow due to Thanksgiving. The market forecasts corn sales to be between 800,000 and 1.4 million tons. Wheat sales are projected to be 200,000 to 400,000 tons. Export sales of soybeans are expected to be between 700,000 and 1.4 million tons, while soy meal sales are slotted at 100,000 to 300,000 tons. Soy oil is between 12,000 and 50,000 tons. That's a look at the ICE futures and Chicago markets for Thursday, November 26th. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Marlo Glass.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.